Talk to me.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
And we're talking with Vinny Busnelli of UCellCorp.com about good startup practices for internet entrepreneurs. Vinny, do you think it's better for an internet retailer when they're starting out to build their own store or to have one built professionally?
Well, we've been building web stores since 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have found that we have custom websites that we build, professional websites, and we also have template websites. And what I found is, after a year, a customer would call us up and say they want to cancel. We want to find out why. They said they didn't make any money. We go look at their website, and we noticed that they still have the exact same template they had when we first put it together a year ago. Mm-hmm. No logo, no company information. All the products are on there that we put in.
Right.
But there's no logo. There's no company information. They actually never did anything to their site.
I see. Right.
And I asked them why, and they say, we didn't know how. We didn't know what we should do next.
Uh-huh.
So I think if you build your own website, you're not going to look professional enough for the consumer to actually want to buy something from you.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point. I mean, there's so many people out there that just don't know. I mean, you know, this is sales, guys, right? Online e-commerce is sales. It's retail.
Right.
Absolutely. It's not anything different. Your e-store, your e-commerce store is your storefront. It's like renting a space in a mall and opening a shoe store. It's retail. And nobody can know everything about everything. You know, and there are a tremendous number of people who are just not skilled in website design. And why should they be?
Right,
you know,
right.
It's just not a common, it's not something, now you probably see it taught more in school these days, you know, the internet, and you know, how to work with websites and things like that, maybe elective classes in schools these days, but people don't end up with an education in this, just as a general part of, you know, everyday life. So, you know, I think that you're right. I think that professionally designed websites and websites that follow up, you know,
right,
along design lines and do the right things are an important thing. So with that in mind, say, Junior, how can new online sellers make their website stand out from all the others?
Well, I mean, they could be unique. You know, you don't want to copy some, you know, like a Best Buy or an Overstock or something like that and try to do exactly what they're doing. I mean, you want to be unique. You want to, you know, use catchy phrases that we talked about before. Even using a silly domain name may help you stand out, like a monkeysocks.com or something that people are actually going to remember, you know.
Right.
You know, not only that, but, you know, the style of your website is also important. You know, it's basically your advertising billboard along with, you know, your actual storefront. You're trying to advertise the goods, and you're trying to do, you know, you're trying to entice your visitors to stay there and buy something from you.
Right. Right. So when people buy a template and they put up a template, say, and they don't change it, there could be 100 or 1,000 other people that bought that same template, right? You have to be creative within the template as well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to, you know, people can run their own stores. But the thing is, I mean, why do you buy a website package if the people you're buying it from, you're not trusting in their knowledge and their experience to help you make yourself successful? And like you said before, a lot of people just don't have the knowledge of being a website designer, knowing how to create a logo and things like that. And, you know, that's where, you know, companies like ourselves come into play, you know?
Right, right. What are the most important elements, Junior, in designing a successful website?
I would say that the biggest thing is to, you know, design a site that's easy to use, that's easy to follow. I mean, with our system, you know, it's 1, 2, 3, and you buy something. You're not going through all these loops and trying to jump through all these, you know, all these sections to find products. I mean, we make it easy. And not only that, but just having it clear and concise, you know, having a little bit of information about yourself. I mean, people aren't going to buy from you if they don't know who they're buying from, you know. So there's no reason to hide your information or things like that, too.
Right.
Just making it clean and concise and easy to use, I would say.
Right. And, you know, just coincidentally, we were talking about something along those lines with Linda Woods in an earlier segment on the show today. Making it easy for the person to get from the opening page of the website to where they're going to buy a product,
mm-hmm,
right? I mean, they're going to, you know, you want to present your company information, you want to present your logo, you know, as something unique. You want to tell people briefly who you are, but really present a problem and then show them the answer, and the answer
right,
is your product, right?
Yeah.
And the fewer clicks that you can put people through to get to actually buying the product, the better. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, too, when someone comes to your site, you don't want to make them think. You don't want to make them think about how to use your website. It should be almost instinctively and just easy enough where people can, you know, oh, okay, here's a product. This is what I'm looking for. And they're off and they're going. They're not sitting here, oh, where do I click? You know, I see all these banner ads. I see all this junk that's on the website.
Right.
And I can't find what I'm looking for. You know, you want to make that as easy as possible.
Right, right. How about some of the common web design mistakes that you see people make?
I would say, you know, a big thing would be just trying to copy what someone else is doing. You know, like trying to copy Best Buy or whatever, taking their whole... I mean, it's okay to take some design elements from other sites, but when you're trying to mimic someone else who's been doing it a long time and you're not doing anything unique, I would say,
right.
You know, being unique is probably the best thing that you possibly can do, you know. You're going to kind of stand out from the rest of the people that are out there, and too many people try and just kind of blend in with the crowd instead of trying to stand out.
And it's easier to copy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, you don't have to put the creative foot forward and really
right.
try to get something done out there that's unique. It's so much easier, especially when you don't know what to do. You know, when you're out there on your own, you're trying to build a website, you don't know what to do. It's so much easier just to copy something else and say, well, there we go, I have a website. You
absolutely.
Know? And which, you know, brings, of course, into play a company like your company, Usell, usellcorp.com. So what sets your web designing apart from that process?
Well, the thing is, you know, we'll take our customer will come in after they sign up, and then they'll fill out just a simple design form just to help us initially get some ideas of what they're thinking. And generally, you know, it'll come in, and then we'll, you know, talk with them directly, you know, and just, you know, take their ideas and just try and expand on them or say, you know, this isn't so good. Maybe you should try doing something like this. This will work better for you. And not only that, but we also populate all their, you know, their products into their website for them. We have a simple little update system that works with that. You know, and you can find a lot of the same kind of drop shippers that, you know, the One Source Directory by Worldwide Brands offers, too. So, you know, we work with them from the ground up. You know, we design them a little custom logo, put their content in their site for them, you know, and things like that.
I'd like to say something about that as well.
Sure, Vinny.
I guess one big thing I think is there's a lot of companies out there that call templates custom websites.
Yeah.
99% of them are out there that are calling these custom websites. They're nothing but a template. And they're mm-hmm. saying, well, because we put a logo on there, now it's custom. Well, I don't buy that. That's still
right.
a template.
Right.
A custom is like a custom paint job on a car. It's unique and it's different. There may be similarities, but it's unique and different. And with our sites, they are custom. They're built from the ground up. And we populate the websites with all the products from all the dropshippers. And it's the same type of dropshippers that we use as Worldwide Brands listed in their One Source Directory.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually buying from the dropshippers, not through us. They're buying a custom website designed to suit them. And
right.
what they like and what they think is will work well for them.
Right. And we're not saying that these are the same exact dropshippers that Worldwide Brands has. We're just saying that you're working with dropshippers. And,
right,
you know,
the same
of course,
type that...
the same types, yeah, the,
right.
the qualified. You're working with some qualified dropshippers, I guess, that are in your system.
Yes.
You have a number of qualified dropshippers that
yes,
are in your system.
Correct.
Yeah, because that's why that, and you know, we know Usell Corp, of course. We work back and forth with you, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you, of course, you know, market One Source from Worldwide Brands, and we tell people about Usell because we know you guys and we know that you do a good job.
Yeah.
So I guess the upshot here is that real custom design goes from the ground up, and it's a back and forth with the customer. It's not just picking a template off a page and saying, stamping your logo on it and saying, okay, this is custom.
That is
right?
not.
Right. Right. Every new seller's biggest concern, of course, is figuring out what to sell and where to get it. And, of course, that's the business that we at Worldwide Brands have been in forever.
Yeah.
And I know you guys, you know, work with us on this stuff, too. So let's start with the first one. How should an online seller determine the right type of product to sell? What do they need to take into account?
Competition, I think, is number one.
Yeah.
How many competitors are out there online selling that product? What's the price they're selling it for?
Yeah.
And if you can't compete on a product, why bother?
Yeah.
good way of looking at it, just go to Google, type in the product that you're looking for, look up the top right-hand corner, and look how many links that is that Google's saying that it has with those products.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you at least an idea.
Right.
You know? And if you got high competition, you're gonna have to beat and follow all of them, and most likely you're going to be number 10,652 on the page.
Right. And, of course, finding unique markets within those wide horizontal markets is a good thing, right?
Yes.
So you can sell electronics, but you may not, you know, you don't want to go out there and sell DVD players. You may want to sell some kind of a unique accessory or some, you know, something else that goes along with those.
Right.
Right.
Correct. You don't want to sell everything at retail price either, because, I mean, they go to Best Buy and get it for a lot cheaper, too, you know?
Sure. So anything else you need to take into account when thinking about starting up product-wise?
Well, competition, you know, profit per item, you know, how much profit you can make.
Mm-hmm.
As we talked about the risk factor earlier, mm-hmm. you know, how
right.
much risk it is in selling these particular kind of products compared to these.
Right.
You know, the market share, all these different avenues. I know Worldwide Brands has a lot of tools that help people find good products and so forth.
Yeah, we built that this year. Of course, we built that all into one source where you can actually go in and just type in the product you want, and it'll give you everything.
Researching your products, goes all hand in hand with everything we just talked about too.
Absolutely, you know, product research is such an important part of this.
It is.
So, all right, once I've determined what I want to sell, or I have an idea of what I want to sell, I need to find a wholesale supplier to get those products from. But there are, of course, different kinds of wholesalers. So let's talk about the difference between, say, general wholesalers and wholesale drop shippers.
Oh, there's a big difference between them. And people think that they're identically the same, and they're not. Wholesalers sell in bulk. So they sell 1, 2, 4, 6, 12, 24, 48 in a box.
Yeah.
And they will ship it directly to the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. And then drop shippers, on the other hand, are basically, they are wholesalers.
Yeah,
but what they've done was they've added a new business line and now taking those same products that are coming 48, splitting them out, putting them in single item boxes,
mm-hmm.
and shipping them directly to their customer's customer.
Right,
and that's the only difference between them.
Right, and that of course makes it easier, you know, since you don't have to hold any inventory.
Yeah, right, no inventory at all.
Right, but then again, you end up with slightly higher product prices too.
Absolutely.
When you drop ship, than if you buy in bulk, and that of course is because these people have to go out and actually pick and pack individual items from their warehouse shelves, and you know, package them up and ship them out. So
yeah, and they're also putting your brand and your logo on the box and your address on the box. So when they ship
right.
it out, the customer is like, you know, then they see it coming directly from you as if you actually went out there and did it yourself.
Right. Right, and that actually takes, most people don't think about the fact that takes cost away from you because you don't have to buy the shipping materials and the packing materials, so
you're
paying a little bit more for the
overhead.
Right, you pay a little bit more for the product maybe, but you're taking that cost off your back end. So that's, you know, that works for you as well, works to your advantage. It is time for another short break, guys. More with Mark Busnelli from UCellCorp.com and Junior as a website designer in just a minute. Be sure to visit our site at ebizshow.com for more free eBiz info. I'm Chris Malta.
You are listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from InTouchSys.com. That's InTouchSYS.com.
We all spend more than we should during the holidays, buying gifts and getting wrapped up in the spirit of giving. That's the good part. The bad part comes when you open your credit card bill and think to yourself, how am I going to pay this? Have you found yourself saying, if I could make just a little extra money, it would sure make life easier? If you're looking for the right opportunity to be able to work from home, be with your kids, and earn money, you owe it to yourself to log on to workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com. Enter your email address, view the online presentation, and decide for yourself if this is for you. Order your information kit right now and get started earning money. There's no cold calling, no selling soap to friends or family. Join thousands of people just like you that earn money from home. Log on right now and hear from real-life people who have already found success with workfromhomewithus.com. What are you waiting for? That's workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com.
The internet revolution is just beginning. If you don't have your own website for personal or business use, then now is the time. Introducing FreeSpiritWebsites.com. For those of you who don't want the expense or aggravation of having a webmaster, your own website with no expensive fees to pay. Choose from over 100 templates. Even if you have never built a website in your life, at FreeSpiritWebsites.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want Free Spirit Websites to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. With FreeSpiritWebsites.com, there are no programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all. FreeSpiritWebsites.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. FreeSpiritWebsites.com. Your one-stop shopping on the internet place.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the internet place.
While you are listening to our radio network, log on to entrepreneur.com. All business, all the time.